And then, impossibly, Logan was there, asking if I wanted to marathon our favorite show. I didn't question it. I didn't even think it was weird that he was kind of see-through. I'd just burst out laughing at the hole in his sock, and he'd told me to shut up about it. And it was the first normal thing that had happened in a long time. So I'd wiped away my tears and turned on the TV. It became our routine. And it became my secret, since no one else could see him. Sometimes, when we were hanging out in the living room, Mom would walk right past him without even realizing. Logan would frown and go sullen, and I'd pretend everything was fine. Which was hard at first, but not as hard as if I'd been sitting on the sofa alone. I read somewhere that ghosts come back for a reason. And since Logan's probably wasn't to rewatch episodes of Doctor Who, I guessed he'd come back because of me. Because Mom and Dad had told us to look out for each other. And no matter how many times I figured it, I always arrived at the same conclusion. That looking out for a ghost was much better than having to let go of my brother.